New study explores ear acupressure as relief for chemo-induced neuropathy. Wong received the $20,000 grant from the UT Health Houston CSIC Nursing Research Institute for her project, The Epigenetic Signatures of Auricular Point Acupressure Therapy Response in Chemotherapy-Induced Peripheral Neuropathy. Wong is an associate professor in the Department of Diagnostic and Interventional Imaging at McGovern Medical School at UT Health Houston, as well as a faculty member at UT MD Anderson Cancer Center UT Health Houston Graduate School of Biomedical Sciences and CSIC School of Nursing at UT Health Houston. Auricular point acupressure is a non-pharmacological pain management approach that involves stimulating standardized points on the ear associated with specific areas of the body. The late Dr. Chao Sing Ye, a professor at CSIC School of Nursing, did pioneering work in the field. Wong helped continue Ye's work in studies led by nursing school faculty Constance Johnson, Ph.D., M.S., R.N., and Jennifer Cowie, Ph.D., M.S.N., F.N.P.B.C. The team collected blood samples from cancer patients before and after auricular point acupressure administration for Ye's large study, Auricular Point Acupressure to Manage Chemotherapy-Induced Neuropathy, 30 1CA245054, which was funded by the National Cancer Institute of the National Institutes of Health. The samples are stored in the minus 80 degrees Celsius freezers at the CSIC Nursing Research Institute's Biobehavioral Health Biomarker Discovery Center. Housed at CSIC School of Nursing, the lab is a designated UT Health Houston Research Service Center, providing a full range of services from specimen sample collection, preservation, and storage to assay development. The lab also holds a Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendments Certificate of Waiver from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to provide a variety of tests for clinical purposes. In her new project, Wong will analyze blood samples from 25 participants of Ye's study to detect how auricular point acupressure affects gene expression. Determining whether or to what degree auricular point acupressure may activate or suppress specific epigenetic characteristics can help scientists develop more targeted treatments for chemotherapy side effects, Wong explained. CSIC Nursing Research Institute pilot grants help researchers lay the groundwork for large NIH awards. Wong hopes future funding will enable her to analyze blood samples from many more of the participants in the earlier study.